and you're very welcome back to Henry's Happy New Year. I hope you're having a great 2025, wherever you are. We're now going to talk about the Special Olympics, because it's a Special Olympics year. There's a Winter Games coming up, and I'm actually joined in studio by athlete Lorraine Whelan and your dad, Brendan Whelan, and also from the Special Olympics, Graham Rowe. You're all very welcome.
Thank you, Henry.
Thanks, Henry.
So it's great to have you. I suppose we'll start with you, Lorraine. I mean, there's so much to talk about with you. You've been involved in the Special Olympics for how long now? How many years?
20 years.
20 years?
Yeah.
So, Brendan, it's been that long?
It's even longer than that, Henry.
It's longer? How long is it?
I think we got involved up in Kilternan, probably 1998.
Right.
And she went on our first World Winter Games in 2001 to Alaska.
Where do the years go?
26 plus years, I'd say.
26. So up there in the dry ski slope in Kilternan. And I know I was learning to ski. I was lucky enough to learn in Scotland. And then as an adult, I went to Kilternan. Mm. And it's great because when you actually do get to the real snow, you're ready because it's actually quite hard on dry ski.
Ready. You know, it's easier to ski on snow than it is on nylon.
It is. Much easier. So you're out there in Wicklow. You're based out there in Wicklow. And I understand, Lorraine, it was your dad that got you involved in skiing. Tell us.
Yeah. I first started skiing with my coaches, are called Eddie and Kathleen Side, and they are just incredible coaches. And my father pushed me. Had my first lesson. Honestly, I hated it. I did tantrums. I said to my dad, "Dad, I do not want to be here. Get me out of here quick."
Really?
Yes. So yeah. I came back for the next few lessons, and I loved it. And time by time, I went back and I grew and grew. And that's how I got involved with Special Olympics.
So you absolutely love it. And I'm going to bring you and Graham Rowe from the Special Olympics. You know, the Winter Games is coming up. It's in Italy. Tell us, what can we expect?
So we're all extremely excited. Preparations are underway. Lorraine and her fellow Team Ireland athletes are training very hard alongside our coaches. And it will be an absolute enormous spectacle. And I've no doubt they're going to make us all extremely proud. It will be taking place over a week in Turin and also up in the mountains as well. And there will be 8 different sports. There will be over 1,000 different athletes from over 100 countries taking part. So it really is an enormous, enormous occasion. And it really demonstrates the transformational impact of inclusion, of sport. And we're just so excited and so proud of Lorraine and all of our athletes.
That's absolutely fantastic. And, you know, Brendan, I've met you over the years at various Special Olympics. I think the first one was in Athens in 2011. I think we met. Did we not meet there? Or maybe it was just a mirage. Maybe I saw you over a Slovakia or something. Yeah. But but I've met you over the years at various games. And
yeah.
But, we'll go to something a bit more recent, 2017, Austria. Yeah. Because, you know, this one's particularly, it's not just in Turin, but it's also, it's up in the mountains. So sometimes the floorball takes place in the city and then up in the Italian Alps. It's the skiing. Tell us.
Yeah, well, funny enough, I've been to Sestriere myself with the ski club. The ski club goes away on holidays every year, and I think it was about 6 years ago we went to Sestriere. So it's a super resort, good mountains. Some world championships are held there, you know, so they're the Special Olympians are skiing on fairly tough terrain, you know.
And it's a class city. I've only been to Turin once.
Yeah.
And it was for the Eurovision. And I'm trying to get the year right. 2022. Yeah. And it's a mountain city.
Yeah.
I mean, it's absolutely fabulous. Not just the people, not just the food.
Yeah.
But the fact that you can, in the same day, you know, have a cappuccino in the city centre. Sure. And then in the afternoon, you can be up the slopes.
Yeah, it's fantastic. We're all looking forward to it. And the extended Whelan family will be there. I think there's, including Lorraine, there'll be 9 Whelans.
9 Whelans. Wow.
Yeah. 2 of them are grandchildren who are learning to ski as we speak.
Yeah.
Isn't
but not
brilliant?
Having the tantrums that Lorraine had.
Yeah, that's true.
It's okay. I think it's okay to have a tantrum. And I know, some years ago, I think it was actually Athens, it was 2011, somebody said to me, it was actually Sportsfile Ray who actually said to me, Ray McManus that the Special Olympics is like a good bag of chips. Once you pick it up, you can't put it down, and you have to finish it. And it's there's real magic. Yeah. There's absolute magic, and so much pride back home with everyone following. And now everything's social media and it's online, but also some of it will be televised. Lorraine, for you, and you've won loads of medals over the years, bring us back to some of those memories all over the place. Japan, Austria, USA, just to name a few.
I've been to Boise, I've been to Alaska, Boise, Nagano, and Austria. And I have two favourites. One is in Nagano in 05, and the second one is in Austria in 2017.
Oh, brilliant. And for you, what was your favourite memory? Do you have one, or are they all brilliant?
Honestly, Henry, has to be Nagano because of the culture. The people are so nice, and the food is extraordinarily delicious.
And for you, Brendan, what was your favourite, I suppose, Special Olympics venue or destination?
It was probably the most recent one, which was in Schladming in Austria. What was interesting about that was there was a guy who lived just up the road from Schladming called Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnie, that's right. Arnie was there.
Yeah,
Arnie was there.
Yeah.
And he was married to Maria Shriver, but not married any longer. So obviously the Shriver family founded Special Olympics.
They did.
So he spent quite a bit of time in Schladming, and he spent most of it with the athletes. He was absolutely brilliant. And just to see him mingling there, he's actually not as tall as he appears to be.
He's not.
And yeah.
And he wears big heels on his shoes to compensate. So Arnie, that was the thing I noticed most.
Because I remember, that's right, Arnie was there in Austria and I was there at the same time, but I was in a different town. I was like, where? Oh my God, I missed him. But I saw the pictures.
Yeah, but he was very genuine with the athletes. He was really good. Lorraine has a few pictures of herself and Arnie.
Yeah. And Arnold Schwarzenegger like that. You know, I've met his ex-wife and other members of the Shriver family, but Arnie's really great like that. He really gets involved.
He does, yeah.
And really is interested in sport, all sports.
Yeah, yeah.
Just brilliant. And on that, Graham Rowe, keeping the Special Olympics out there in people's imaginations. And if we go back all those years to the 2003 Dublin World Games, and there were so many celebrities at that. There was John Bon Jovi. I keep talking about John Bon Jovi. But but you had Nelson Mandela was there as well. You had Muhammad Ali. You had every massive global star, and many of them no longer with us, was there. And how important is that, I suppose, to keep the Special Olympics out there in people's minds, and how Ireland really does still have a real love and interest in the Games? Some of those signs are still up in towns and villages across Ireland that hosted athletes.
100%, Henry. It really is so important. I think a lot of Irish people, we look back fondly on 2003, and it was the first time that the Global Summer Games were ever held outside the USA. So it was a very, very big deal for Special Olympics, but I also think it was a big deal for Ireland. I think it's one of the things that we've done incredibly well. And we're very proud of the legacy that's happened in the 20-odd years since then. It's really demonstrated the best of Ireland, of people coming together, north and south, all over the island of Ireland. And I think it also speaks to, while we're incredibly and rightly extremely proud of Lorraine and all of her colleagues, all of her athletes who will be representing the island of Ireland, it also emphasises that it does take a club of volunteers, to support athletes coming together, to support an athlete to be chosen for Team Ireland. So, while this is incredibly important, Special Olympics is grassroots.
It's the grassroots, it's the clubs. Yes, and,
who we really are.
The unsung heroes. And Brendan, you want to come in on that?
Yeah, and I was taken by the 2003 reference, and I think I might have told you a little story, and I'll be very, very short on it, Henry.
I'm all ears.
A really funny moment for me in 2003. I was a volunteer. I looked after the guests who were coming to present the medals and so forth. We had Joe Dolan.
Ah, Joe. The late Joe.
And anyway, I brought Joe up to present the medals. They weren't ready, so the scouts who participated in the presentation of the medals were in the tent. So I said, look, Joe, let's go into the tent and we'll mingle with the scouts. They'd love to see you and so forth. These were teenagers in the main. So he was great. He was mixing with them. And he chatted to one guy for a good bit of time. Then he moved on. But he noticed as he moved on, the scout whipped his phone out.
Yes.
And so Joe went back to him and he says, I know what you're doing. You're ringing your mother, aren't you, to say you spoke to Joe Dolan? And the guy looked at me and said, no, I'm ringing McCracky. And Joe broke out laughing.
The grannies really, really did love him.
Yeah.
And like that, so many Irish celebrities have got behind it. Obviously, Colin Farrell is involved too, which is brilliant. But I want to ask you, Lorraine, the fact that you've overcome a car accident. You got knocked down in 2017,
yeah,
and here you are to tell the story, and you've recovered. How are you?
Can my dad talk to you?
Because yes.
I don't talk about it, thank you.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, she's done exceptionally well. It was a very bad leg break. And she did, I think, maybe up to four operations.
Yeah, four operations.
All out. And we weren't sure whether she'd be able to ski again. And because of the injury to her leg and her foot, we've actually had to get special ski boots made.
Yes.
But in fairness to Lorraine, she wanted to come back.
And
I always remember being up in Kilternan on the day she got back on the slope for the first time. I know she was extremely nervous.
I was very conservatively.
Yeah. But she did it. She got back up on the bike and she hasn't looked back since.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I actually got back on the skis. And I remember Kathleen said to Elaine Byrne, I remember Kathleen saying to me, Lorraine, why are you in a snowplow? I said to her, Kathleen, do you realise I came back from a serious car crash?
Yes.
And she just laughed, you know. But I just wanted to say thanks to Eddie and Kelly and all the coaches and all my fellow ski members of Kilternan Carvers for their love and support what I've been through.
Well, I don't know what to say except that it's an amazing achievement to come back from that. And I just want to thank all of you for coming here into studio on New Year's Day. And I want to wish all of you a happy new year. Lorraine and your dad, Brendan Whelan, and also Graham Rowe, happy new year. And remember, if you want to find out more information or perhaps, you know, contribute, it's specialolympics.ie to help get athletes up and running again, or whatever they're doing. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure.
Thanks, Henry.